Psalm 23, verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Oh, yeah, that's Psalm 23, verse 5. And if you've been listening to Memorization Mondays, yeah, you know that Psalm 23, 5 is this week's memorization verse. Hey, great to see you today. Good Thursday. What's today? Today's the 25th day of March. Yeah, can you believe, by the way, next week is April. Yeah, a week from today is April, and not this weekend, but next weekend is Easter. It's amazing how time just kind of slips from your hands, I'll tell you. But hey, great to see you today. It's Joey Kroll. I have the great joy of being the guest host for Mark and Friends every Thursday. And today is certainly no different. I hope you are having just a great week. We have been enjoying the warmer temperatures because just think, what, about a month ago, we had like snow and just cold. And yeah, I'm enjoying these warmer temperatures. I'm not complaining. I'm certainly not complaining. I was complaining about a month ago, but I'm not complaining today. Well, just a few days left in the month of March. Be sure to get your March edition of Prime Life Time. Some great articles in it again this month for the month of March. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com. Well, I'll tell you what. There is blessings in brokenness. There's blessings in brokenness. And so today, for Mark and Friends, we're going to go back in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, and we're going to be taking a look at the encounter that Jacob had one night where he was wrestling. Or if you're out in the country, wrestling. And he wasn't wrestling with just anybody. He was wrestling with the angel of the Lord. And we're going to dig a little deeper in that today from the book of Genesis. Blessings in brokenness, right after this, here for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. anybody who's ever gone to the school of hard knocks, you know, the person who just always looked out for himself. You know, Jacob in the Old Testament, the Bible, was a crafty, tricky, and skilled man in the ways of manipulation. He was an opportunist. He'd been to the school of hard knocks for many years. He believed in God, of course, but he was out of fellowship with him until one day God changed that. And today we're going to be taking a look at the blessing of brokenness. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Genesis 32, Genesis chapter 32, and we get to a place where Jacob is all alone. In Genesis 32, verse 24, it says, "And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, 'Let me go, for the day has broken.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go until you bless me.' And he said to him, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' Then he said, 'Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed.' Then Jacob asked him, 'Please tell me your name.' But he says, 'Why is it that you ask me my name?' And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, 'For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered.' The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip." You know, Jacob was really good at manipulating people. He was the opportunist. He always looked out for himself. In fact, his name Jacob means deceiver or trickster. And Jacob had a twin brother, Esau, and many of us may know the story. And let's just say they were more than just the typical siblings. They did not get along. In fact, their mother felt their fighting while she was pregnant. And when they were born, Jacob came out grasping his brother's heel. Jacob could manipulate things to make them work out in the way he wanted them. He often schemed to force his own goals into being. And one of those goals was to inherit the family blessing, the birthright that belonged to Esau. And we know the story. Esau came in hungry, starving, thought he was going to die. And there he saw Jacob. Jacob had a bowl of stew. And Jacob said, "Hey, you can have this. Just give me your birthright, brother." And some time later, we know the story. Jacob stole Esau's blessing from their father. Also, some time later, because Jacob was a deceiver, liar, trickster, schemer, he was working for a fellow by the name of Laban who promised him one of his daughters for a wife. And Jacob was like, "Hey, I really like that girl, Rachel of yours. Hey, we'll work seven years and I'll take her as my wife." And 7 years had passed and Laban gave Jacob one of his daughters, but it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. And he came up with a reason why he couldn't give Rachel to Jacob. The trickster got tricked. See, if you live in a lifestyle like that, it would be only a matter of time until it comes back right at you. Jacob had a way of manipulating, scheming, deceiving, tricking, all for himself. See, God had great plans for Jacob. He was part of a special line. He was under the covenant God had with Abraham. But Jacob, as we see, is a flawed man. And so there he was sitting by himself, and all of a sudden a man jumps out and wrestles with him, and he wrestled with him all night long. And as we see, this was the angel of the Lord. This was God in the form of man. Many people call this a Christophany, which is this was the pre-incarnate Jesus before he came as a baby in Bethlehem. But this man was no ordinary man that was wrestling with Jacob. They were wrestling all night long. He was wrestling with God. Now think about this. They were wrestling all night long. All night long. I mean, the angel is wrestling and wrestling and wrestling. They were equal. They were equal. See, the angel could have pulverized him at any moment. Think about that. They were equal. The angel did not overpower Jacob, and Jacob could not overpower the angel. I mean, they were equal all night long. You know what God was wanting to do? God was wanting to wear Jacob down. Wear him down. Somebody once said that this fight was fixed. You know, God can blow us away in a half a snap. I mean, really. But they were wrestling all night long. God wanted to wear Jacob down, because when you're wrestling all night, there's physical exhaustion. There's also mental exhaustion. I mean, he was being worn down, and God in his goodness touched the socket of Jacob's thigh. And the Bible says it broke. It broke. See, the wrestler's greatest strength is in his legs. And the greatest part of his leg is his thigh. That's where the power is in the wrestling. So God, wrestling with Jacob here, took out his greatest asset and strength in this match. You know, I was talking with my mom just the other week, and she goes to a church that a little bit larger church, kind of a mega church, and so they're for the most part biblically sound, but they've made some decisions over the last several years that just makes you scratch your head and say, you know, I'm not sure if that lines up with scripture, and accusations across the leadership, and the senior pastor had to step down because of some accusations, and some elders stepped down, and board members, and just chaos. And I said, Mom, I said, maybe you probably need to go to a church that's a little bit more rooted in the Word of God. And she said something so profound to me in that response. She says, you know what, Joey, I understand, and I prayed about it, but I believe that God is breaking down that church so he can rebuild it the way he wants it. Friend, think about this. Jacob needed to be worn down. This man, God had so much in store for him, but God needed to do something with the man before he can walk into what he had for him. God has Jacob. This man is on the run. This man's got a rap sheet this long. He's feeling the heat, knowing that his brother wants to go out and kill him. He's physically tired. He's probably mentally tired. Now he's broken. He's broken. His hips broken. And now he's at a place that he's never, ever been before. The place of utter desperation. Utter desperation. Watch this. Look at verse 26 of Genesis 32. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. You know, I always thought when the angel said, let me go, it was because Jacob had him in a wrestling hold. Because they were wrestling, right? But somebody said something really interesting. A couple of pastors. I really believe that somewhere in this mess, somewhere in this fight, somewhere between fighting with Jacob nonstop and Jacob's hip, his bone being broken just by the angel touching him, somewhere between that, somewhere along the line that Jacob realized, wait a second, this man was more than just a man. At this moment, he's not holding on to him in a wrestling way, but he's probably holding on to him, realizing that this is God, and he's holding on to him in the midst of his despair. Because he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. He's saying, I'm holding on to you. I need you. I need your hand. I need your protection. I need your strength. I need you. I need your blessing. Remember how Jacob was born grasping at his brother's heel? Now he's grasping and holding on to his Savior. This was a man on the run who needed to be broken. God was wearing him down. Some of us need to be broken. Be broken of our pride, of our independence, of our self-reliance, of ourselves. Because in Philippians 3:3 it says, have no confidence in the flesh. Friend, in the midst of your brokenness today, I encourage you to do what Jacob did. Hold on to your Heavenly Father. Hold on to your Savior. Hold on and say, I am not going to let you go. There isn't anything in this world that can pry my hands, pry my fingers off of me holding on to you, because I need you. I need your strength. I need your blessing. I need your endurance. I need your wisdom. I need you. And after this encounter with Almighty God, Jacob was a changed man. Friend, in the midst of your brokenness, hold on. Friend, hold on to Jesus.
sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big, and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? And I wake up in the night and feel the dark. It's so hard inside my soul. I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want. Take what you give that I need. And I've beat my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down, I'm falling on my knees. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. And your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? I'm singing, hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace?
Amen. Hold me, Jesus, a classic from Rich Mullins. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here today on this 25th day of March. And if you missed any of today's program, or if you want to go back and re-listen to it, or even share it with your friend, just visit, if you're part of the Great News Radio family, greatnewsradio.org, click on archives, or if you're part of the WLUJ family, just visit WLUJ.org, click on Mark and Friends, and there you'll have that opportunity to re-listen to it or share it with a friend. It's all there at those two great websites. Well, dear friend, I am going to hang up my headphones here. Tomorrow is Friday. I'm looking forward to that, not only because it's Friday, but it's my 10th wedding anniversary, so I'm going to, I got some tricks up my sleeves. I can't say it because Aubrey listens to the radio, so I got my tricks, got some tricks up my sleeve tomorrow for our 10th wedding anniversary. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt, and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
So hold me, Jesus. 'Cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than to take what you give that I need. And I beat my head against so many walls. I'm falling down, falling on my knees. God, please. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. And your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin. So hold me, Jesus. You be